Fisherman Pat McGuire throws a line in the direction of a few bubbles rising up in the water. This is one of his favorite fishing spots, a set of train tracks that cross over a tiny bay on the northeastern end of Lake Ontario. There's not much of a view. He's within casting distance of a busy road leading into the city of Kingston. But McGuire says it's a hot spot for pike and smallmouth bass. Yet when it comes time for dinner, he'll probably leave empty-handed.
We mostly catch and release. Some of the guys keep them. I keep fish every once in a while or pickerel. I don't gorge myself on it, but I'm not worried about it. Just that I wouldn't eat it every day for a diet.
McGuire says he doesn't eat as much as he would like because many of the fish in the Great Lakes are contaminated. That danger was underscored recently in a report from the International Joint Commission. The group advises governments on both sides of the border on Great Lakes issues. They say one of the major problems lies with fish consumption advisories. The advisory is a booklet which lists every polluted body of water in the state and the number and type of fish people can safely eat out of it. But Leonard Legault says the advisories aren't always clear. He's the commission's Canadian chairman, and he says sometimes the U.S. states and Canada provide different recommendations for the same lake. He argues it's time they sent a clear and consistent message.
The recommendation is asking them to require that sport fish consumption advisories state plainly that eating Great Lakes sport fish can be dangerous because it may lead to birth anomalies and other serious health problems.
For instance, in Lake Ontario, fish like the Chinook salmon and large lake trout often contain PCBs, Myrex, and dioxin. The Lake Ontario advisories say nobody should eat these fish. But Legault says anglers also need to know which parts of the lakes are safe to fish in and how to prepare a fish before eating it. Fisherman Pat McGuire says he usually can't tell whether a fish is contaminated or not, but he prepares every fish as if it is.
Well, when you clean the bottom, you take the fatty tissue, and there's a line along the side of a fish, and they cut them out. Most of the part I eat is the back part just in front of a tail.
McGuire says he avoids the fatty parts of the fish because that's where most of the contaminants settle. And he finds most anglers he talks to are just as aware of the dangers.
Most of the guys that fish know. Most of the guys, there's enough stuff out, pamphlets out on what fish to eat out of what lakes and everything else. They're pretty educated.
But researcher Nancy Connolly has found there are gaps in the anglers' knowledge. She's a scientist at Cornell University's Department of Natural Resources, and she took a survey of 8,000 licensed anglers in the Great Lakes states. She found 83% were aware of the health advisories, but when she asked anglers in New York about the guidelines for women and children, almost half didn't know them.
Of those people who said they were aware of the health advisory, 52% correctly could identify what the maximum number of fish meals women of childbearing age and children under 15 should eat.
Connolly says that's a problem because the anglers decide which fish to bring home. As a result, the commission says advisories must be distributed to women directly. The group is also calling for the creation of community education programs to reach other uninformed groups. That can include Hispanic anglers, Native Americans, and those with lower incomes. But even if everyone learns of the danger, Commission Chairman Leonard Legault says that won't be enough.
The real issue is to clean up the lakes, to get the toxic substances out of them that lead to contaminated fish.
The waves bubbling deep, I think, are carp.
But in the meantime, anglers must rely on scientists to tell them what they should and should not eat. And the anglers don't always listen. The Cornell study found 25% of the fishermen had recently eaten fish that the advisories listed as off-limits. Fisherman Pat McGuire is among them. He occasionally eats carp, a fish with the highest level of toxins. But despite the warnings, he and many other anglers continue to take the risk. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Kingston, Ontario.